This is The Takeaway. I'm Noelle King, in for John Hockenberry. For the second time this month, the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against the country's biggest health insurer, UnitedHealthcare. The suit involves allegations of Medicare fraud. And here's what's going on. Medicare serves 50 million elderly and disabled Americans. About 16 million of those people are enrolled in a program called Medicare Advantage, which is administered by private insurers. It was set up as a way for the government to save money, but there are allegations that UnitedHealth fudged their clients' medical histories. They made people look sicker than they actually were, and in doing so, the insurance company reaped more than $1 billion in profit from the government and from taxpayers. Fred Schulte is a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. He's been covering the story in depth and says the case rests on what United knew and what they chose to report.
The Justice Department is alleging that United knew about examples in which they had been overpaid and examples in which they had been underpaid, and they decided only to report the examples in which they were underpaid. I think that the industry would argue that, you know, nobody wants to leave money on the table, and you want to make sure that you're coding so that you can maximize the amount of reimbursement you get. I mean, and nobody would argue with that. That's simple business sense. But if you go over a certain line and you're aware that there's all kinds of problems with the coding that you know about that's resulted in really, really high overpayments to your company, and you just kind of keep quiet about that. And meanwhile, you complain to the government, you know, you didn't pay us enough for all these other cases, and you just ignore the other ones. So that's where this case hinges on.
One interesting thing that your reporting has turned up is that these allegations are coming often from inside of the insurance companies themselves, right? They're coming from whistleblowers. Why do you think that is? Is there no oversight from outside of the program?
The reason that the whistleblowers are insiders in the company is those are the ones that know that this is going on. This is something that's almost totally invisible to the public. If you're a person on Medicare, you don't have any idea that you have this risk score and that Medicare is being paid a certain amount on your behalf, because you don't, you know, they don't tell you that, and the government doesn't tell you that. And I think that there have been many critics of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which runs this program, that they haven't very aggressively police this. You know, it's an interesting area because more and more the government's been releasing payment data of, you know, how much doctors got paid, how much hospitals got paid, how much medical devices got paid by Medicare, in order to give the public a better understanding of how the program works and how much it costs. But when it comes to Medicare Advantage, there's been very little of that.
So the significance of the Department of Justice getting involved is that now we actually know what's going on. Before we didn't.
Right. And when the government takes over the case, it kind of ups the ante significantly because if you're somebody that worked at an insurance company and you become aware of something that you think is a fraud, you have to take on that huge company basically by yourself. But once the Justice Department gets involved, and they have a lot more resources, and so there's a lot more pressure on the company to address this.
Given all of the trouble, is there any kind of national push to overhaul Medicare Advantage?
Not really. I mean, Well, there's been some people in Congress that have asked questions about the payment scheme, but the Medicare Advantage program pretty much enjoys broad support in Congress, and there's not many people saying that it's inherently that there's something wrong with it, or that there's something wrong with having private companies involved. But, I mean, I think most people, whether you're a consumer advocate or just, you know, an average taxpayer, you might wish that somebody's watching to make sure that they're not ripping us off.
Fred Schulte is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. Fred, thank you so much for coming on today.
My pleasure.